Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Disability Delivery Ministry, a show about persons with disability in the Bible and outside the pages, because God has a purpose and plan for each of us. God might not always give us what we want, but He will always give us what we need. Our mission is to teach the Word, is to share the Word, and also is to serve persons that are suffering in our country. Brought to you by St. Didymus Church of and for people with disability and the older adult. The pastor is pastor and host Reverend Radio Ray Razor. And you can reach us at 301-377-6468. That's 301-377-6468. And we have services at 4109 Edmundston Road in Blaytonsburg, Maryland, every second Sunday from 3 to 5 o'clock. So thank you for joining us at Disability Deliverance Ministry Radio Talk Show. And our host with the most is Miss Renee at microphone number 2. How you doing today, Miss Renee?
Reverend Ray, I am doing really great today. I'm really excited about this season. I love the season of Thanksgiving. I love the fall trees and lots of colors, and so this is a season that really, and I like the weather. It's not too warm and it's not too cold. It's just perfect. So this is one of my favorite seasons.
Well, and it is a nice season moving into the fall weather, and then we in the month of Thanksgiving that all the, some people say Christmas decorations and all should not be up yet, or the commercialism, the commercializing, because we haven't even got to Thanksgiving yet. But
I know. I have seen them up. Well, I want to introduce you to our guest. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Well, we divide our lives into compartments, our work life, our spiritual life, our family life. But these compartments often overlap, like our spiritual life and health. So we welcome Dr. Donald Schell, pastor of New Samaritan Mission Church, to talk about facts and faith and other matters. Welcome, Pastor Schell.
Well, thanks for having me today.
Well, let me just say this, Ms. Renee, and we always want to make this clear. We thank you for joining us, and this is your first time. So second time on your family. So the first time we treat you like a guest. We won't hurt you. But after the second time, it's family. Okay, go ahead, Sister Renee.
Well, Pastor, a lot has been written about spiritual mind-body connection. But do people accept that there is a real connection between the spirituality and the mind and the body?
Yeah, I think it's a concept that we have to embrace, that there is a connection between the mind, the body, and the soul. And then for those of you that believe in it also, which I do, you have to add the soul to it, the mind, body, soul, and spirit. But each of those components are critical if somebody's going to be healthy and well.
Now, unfortunately, the church reflects a lot of the negative health metrics, obesity, hypertension, diabetes. Now, is the church the place to address health?
Well, it's one of the places. And so health is, you know, has many factors associated with it. And if you're not spiritually healthy, if you're not healthy in your mind, that those are two things, spiritual health and health in your mind and in your thought process, are things that modern medicine can't do for you. And so to be at peace is something that is critical for those who call on Jesus as Savior. It's something that critical that the church can be very effective in assisting their members to achieve that kind of peace from within.
So not only are you a pastor, but you're also a physician practicing in family medicine. Is this a particular challenge for you?
Well, it can be a challenge, and it has been in some ways. You know, the world that we live in requires those who are in service, who are in a service field, and I consider a physician to be a service field, that you have to embrace many different cultures and lifestyles. And at times you almost have to compartmentalize your mind. You may see things that you think have a spiritual basis to them, and you have to let God lead you about when you convey those things that you see before you in your secular realm and whether you address them spiritually. And, you know, God is good. God creates divine appointments, and he, you know, allows people to bring things up in a clinical setting that otherwise would not be shared. But I've had many opportunities. I'm in mission fields and in regular service as a physician that I've been able to address the spirit, sometimes received well, sometimes not received well by people who've been treated. But it's poses a little bit of challenge, but it's all things. I can do all things, as the word says.
Absolutely. No, I chuckle because I had some surgery a couple of years ago, and the physician saw I wear a mustard seed all of the time. And she said, is that a mustard seed? And I said, yes, it is. I said, are you a believer? And she said, yes, I am. I said, well, this is going to make it a lot easier because you're my surgeon, and I'm glad that you're a believer. You don't think that all things come through your hands, that we are both kneeling and bowing to a power greater than ourselves. So you're right. I think physicians have to look for the opportunity to offer that. And it was very comforting to me to know that she was a believer as I went under the well, not a knife anymore. I guess you go under a laser now. But anyway, nonetheless, it was comforting. Now, Pastor, the church has long been the bastion of eating meetings. You know, bring on the fried chicken and the potato salad. Do we start in the pulpit, or must it come from members or a health committee? And I will have you answer that on the other side of our break, where Reverend Razor, who is Pastor Razor, who is always in shape, is ready to take us to our first break. Reverend Radio Ray Razor, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. You're listening to, you're tuned in to blogtalkradio.com/marketing pulpit. And the show is Disability Deliverance Ministry, a show about persons with disability in the Bible and outside the pages. And we're heard every month at this time on a Friday. Please tune in. You can listen to our past shows on at Sight and Vision Radio.com. That's sightandvisionradio.com. If you have any suggestions, recommendations, comments, we only want good comments, please email us at sightandvisionradio.com. You can call us at 301-377-6468. That's 301-377-6468. And we're sponsored by St. Didymus Church of and for persons with disability and older adults. located at 4109 Edmonston Road in Bladensburg, Maryland. They always say we the people got a little weight on us because we right by the Rolling Pin Bakery and Checkers. Back to you, Miss Renee, our hostess with the mostest and our special guest.
Well, we again want to welcome Dr. Donald Schell, pastor of New Samaritan Mission Church. Our topic is a little bit provocative, fat and faith and other matters. Pastor, as I promised you on the other side of the break, that we're going to talk a little bit about the church's response to health in the church. Do we start in the pulpit, or must it come from the members or a special committee, say the health committee?
Well, it's got to be, you know, the church is made up of the people. And each person that makes up the body of Christ has to have a mindset that they're going to take care of their temple where they live.
Mm-hmm.
If their temple, which is their body, and I use and I believe that the body, as the scripture says, is the temple of the Holy Spirit that is in them.
Mm-hmm.
And if your temple is not right, then you're going to have a difficult time carrying out the mission that the Spirit has in store for you. And so I believe it starts with each person, whether that person's in the pulpit, whether they're sitting in the pew, whether they're sitting on a committee. And when those temples come together into the local body of Christ, then they can make decisions that will help assist them. Someone has to make a decision to say, we're going to serve water, we're not going to serve a sugar-sweetened beverage, or we're going to only have a certain amount of it so everybody can have a glass or a cup or one or two, but not a tremendous amount. We are or are not going to serve fried foods. And I think there has to be an openness and a willingness in the leadership of the church to go along with the committees, health committee, or the members that say we want to serve angel food cake and rather than serving the double chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
But it's moderation and it's planning.
Yes, yes. And you referenced a book in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit? And I'm truncating it a little bit. Therefore, honor God with our bodies. And, you know, Pastor, sometimes people really don't get the message. We have gone to churches where we were talking about health, and I was appalled that they pulled out the fried chicken. And I thought, where are we making this disconnect? And it was like, okay, we really have some work to do here. But I think your observation that it must be from all segments, you know, a lot of times we put a lot of responsibility on the pastor, thinking that he or she should, you know, do all of the work. But it has to be buy-in, which makes me ask, how do we get the church to buy in? Where do we start with people who want to have this transformative event in their church?
I think anytime you want to change someone's thoughts about a particular incident or something in their life, I believe we maximize opportunities or potential. And if there's one person in a church or a congregation that has a passion for health and well-being, that person then can look for an opportunity like the, and I hate to say it, but as a physician, we, you know, see teachable moments come from times of distress. And it's not only in medicine, but particularly if someone is sitting before you and they've had a heart attack or stroke or, you know, have some type of lung disease they've been diagnosed with, that's an opportunity, kidney failure, diabetes, and that's an opportunity to teach and to mm-hmm. allow them to anchor what you're teaching them in something they've experienced and or seen. And so whether mm-hmm. it's taking the members that are on renal dialysis because of kidney failure, because of uncontrolled blood pressure, because they were overweight or they had high cholesterol, or whether it's taking someone that's had a stroke, or but taking the focus that has been placed on the person that has suffered an illness that may be related to weight or obesity and using that as a teaching opportunity. And that might serve to be able to make it real to someone that's saying, well, you know, I'm not gluttonous, but I can eat what I want. And I think when we take those teachable moments using examples that become real, then you might be able to make a connection with someone to actually get their attention about the benefits of eating right and exercising and being well.
I think that that's well taken, the teachable moments. And unfortunately, sometimes we do end up in a health crisis before we really take it seriously. Doctor, do you believe that there has to be a cultural sensitivity to how we begin to teach health and well-being? Is it a different construct than, say, a majority, the majority culture? How do we approach that in the African American church? And I know that it's that there's a lot in the Latino church where there's a lot of diabetes, et cetera. Is there a cultural sensitivity that we need to bring to it, or is it one size fits all?
It's a good question, and I think every time in any population, whether it's Native American, First American, Hispanic, Latino, Black community, there's definitely a cultural sensitivity. And I think that cultural sensitivity has to take into account palate, taste, and what someone may or may not like. If you bring me, some Brussels sprouts and just sit them in front of me that are steamed, I might look at you and go, well, I'm not really accustomed to eating just asparagus and Brussels. I'll add asparagus because that's even more difficult for me. But I'm culturally not accustomed to that. If you take carrots and just sit some baby carrots in front of me and tell me that's my snack, I'll go, well, I've never really eaten baby carrots by themselves raw without anything on them. And so I think cultural considerations are critical. But I think each person, again, has to also culturally be willing to accept or deny what they're going to put in their body. So if somebody sits, a glass of liquor in front of me, I'm not going to drink it. I've never really been a drinker, and I'm not a drinker. So I don't drink. It's not difficult for me to not consume alcohol that's placed in front of me. What would I do with chocolate chip cookies? I have to be able to say, hey, I appreciate you bringing that double layer chocolate cake. And, I really appreciate you bringing that. We're coming into the holiday season, so it's sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie, and maybe I have a sliver, but I don't eat the whole thing like I used to when I was a kid. And you got to be willing to say thank you. Maybe I'll taste a little bit and have some restraint. Or just to say, my taste buds have adjusted. I don't want the sweet flavor. I really appreciate you making that, but I'm not going to have a piece today.
Well, I appreciate you, your honesty and forthright, because we always think it's the congregation that's struggling. I'm glad to hear you that there are some things that you're struggling with also. But, to a cook, when they bring something and they know they have put their foot in it, as we say, yeah, which means that they have done their absolute best, it's disappointing to see people nibble and pick at it. And so, there's got to be a little bit of a shift on both sides so that we can accept that we don't have to bring enough to feed casts of thousands. We just need enough to everybody to get a little bit. And I always like to quote a friend of mine. He said, it's small, simple changes. And I think that's what you said, is that you don't have to not eat the pie at all. You just don't have to eat the entire pie. You just want a sliver, a little taste, and maybe you'll be, hopefully you'll be satisfied with that. Well, Pastor, my segment here is going to wrap up, but I wanted to ask you, where can listeners learn more about New Samaritan Mission Church?
So they can, we're available. If they can follow me at Dr. Donald Schell on Twitter. And then we also have our website, and they can just simply use www.donaldschell.com. Both of those sites, we have information about our church and messages that we broadcast and our service times. And we're Bible-believing and teach and preach scripture and And many times we talk about health and well-being in our services. 4409 Arnold Road in Suitland, Maryland.
4409 Arnold Road.
Arnold Road in Suitland, Maryland. And it's Good Samaritan Mission Church.
It's Good Samaritan. Okay. Our crack team missed that one. But we'll get on
right.
that. I think I see Reverend Ray reading his Bible on the treadmill, so I'm going to turn you over to him, and you can ask him. He'll probably want to ask you a few questions about how he can make small, simple changes. Reverend Radio Ray, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Renee. Thank you again, Pastor Cheryl, for coming on and sharing with us. And I have had the pleasure to visit your church on a couple of occasions and certainly enjoyed the message as well as the good, wholesome feeling there from your congregation. So I thank you, thank you, thank you. But a couple of things you touched upon that I'd just like to flesh out. And one, when you talked about people being on dialysis and all. Now, 5 or 10 years ago, we didn't know of many people that was on dialysis. They might have had diabetes, but now I think everybody, at least I have met, they even have a family member or they have a friend that's on dialysis. Now, they say that black people, the black community, we are number one in everything that's bad. High blood pressure, diabetes, you name it, everything that's bad, heart disease. Now, what accounts for that? Because we've been eating, I guess, the same things we've been eating ever since we got left the plantation. So what accounts for that for the last 5 or 10 years?
You know, it's an interesting concept. And, you know, as a whole, Americans are gaining weight, not only African-Americans, but everybody's getting heavier. I think our societies are becoming less and less likely to move. More and more likely we're, you know, doing things of convenience that don't require us to exert ourselves. And as we get heavier as a people, as African-Americans and as people in general, as we gain weight, then we're going to increase the risk of uncontrolled hypertension. And if we're not in good medical care with a healthcare provider that's, you know, staying on top of your hypertension and diabetes, and then if you're not partnering with your healthcare provider to follow their recommendations, then we're going to have these dialysis centers popping up all over our communities, because the dialysis centers are there to treat and to serve. But dialysis centers would not be there if there was not the clientele or customers to support its existence. And, you know, the problem with, you know, renal failure or kidney disease and, you know, sodium levels in food and making sure that there's, you know, limiting the sodium, you know, making sure your potassium amounts are correct and phosphorus. There are many things that a person on dialysis needs to work very closely with their nephrologist and their primary care doctor to make sure. But people, before they get to renal failure with diabetes and or uncontrolled high blood pressure, have to understand that those are real consequences that they might experience.
Now, I heard you just in conversation, that mentioned that you very seldom would eat out, that you make sure you had stuff at home for your family, and you might go on occasionally to eat out. So is the practice to try to prepare your own food at home and not be running to these fast food places, like when your son forgot the y'all needed something to drink and he wanted to drink out?
You know, I think it's always better to control what you're consuming, and the more you are involved in preparing it, the better you're able to control it. And so you're right, Pastor Ray. I talk a lot in the messages about food. I talk about food every Sunday probably. And, you know, but I can be a better steward of my food when either my wife or myself or one of my kids have prepared the food. We know the ingredients that are in it. We can minimize the high sodium content foods. And then therefore we can, and definitely with, as I was referring to, what you're referring to with sugar-sweetened beverages, I'm not going to pay money for something that's going to adversely impact my health, and I'll just get some water. But it's kind of knowing, budgeting your food, and not budgeting only how much, but it's budgeting what kind of food you're going to eat. And so I kind of mix my finances in with my eating and my health, and I'm going to take things from home that we prepared. I'm not going to purchase foods that are unhealthy. And most of the fast food you're going to get, unless you're going to pick a salad, but most of the fast foods are going to have a day's worth of sodium in the sandwich and the side that goes along with it. So we got to be very careful.
And this show is about disability, and it's called Disability Deliverance Ministry. And the reason that we wanted to bring you on to talk about the body as well as the spirit, because so many people are becoming disabled because of their bad eating habits. So it's not that they fell in and broke their leg or they was in the service and got something blown off, but, I mean, more and more people are joining the ranks of disability because of that spoon and fork that's digging their graves. So now I know you, and we're going to have to wrap up in a minute or two, but I want to ask you this. I know you have traveled somewhat, and in your travel, paying attention or not paying attention to the other cultures and the food that and the food and portions that they serve. Just comment on that, please.
You know, it's an interesting concept, Pastor Ray. I've seen a lot of different things. I've been in some what are called third world countries where there's no refrigeration, and you know, you have to only prepare the amount of food you're going to consume for that moment, not having leftovers. Certain parts of Europe where you travel, they don't give you doggy bags to take home. You know, I've been in other countries where there's no refrigeration, that they're preparing food and sitting it out. But I think we have an abundance of food in the United States of America. And our portion sizes have increased. The amount of calories have increased. And I think when you have little and you're appreciative when you receive a little bit of food, then we are grateful for what we have and don't have to eat like we're never going to get another meal again. And I think there's an appreciation for nourishing your body, making your meat, which is more expensive, almost like the side dish, making your vegetables and some fruit as your main dish, and a little bit of carbohydrate or starch, maybe some rice or potatoes or something else or bread to go with it. But definitely the portions on your plate, like the initiative that's here in the USA called My Plate, is making sure that the meat is small, carbs are small, fruit and vegetables, the colors are primary, and let's get back to some fresh whole foods but not eat like we're never going to see a plate again.
Wow. Thank you, Pastor. Our time is up. And I really thank you for your time. And just once again, tell our listening audience how to get in touch with you, please, and where you're located.
We're at Good Samaritan Mission Church, which is 4409 Arnold Road in Suitland, Maryland. They can follow me on Twitter at @drDonaldShell, at Dr. Donald Shell. Our website is www.donaldshell.com, and we broadcast our messages on. We broadcast on Facebook, and we do Periscope every Sunday, and we're live at about 12 noon.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Good holiday to you, and I look forward to seeing you.
Amen. Okay. God bless, Pastor. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So you've been listening to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show, but the show is Disability Deliverance Ministries. And we ask you to join us at this time every first Friday of the month. And so on behalf of my hostess with the most, Sister Renee, this is Pastor Reverend Ray, and I like to say, I might not have sight, but I can have vision. God bless and be blessed.